Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
I want to pee on somebody. Just right? Why do we say rolling? That has to do with like a ball?
No, the camera is rolling.
But why, like, is the camera roll? Because it used to be a thing?
Yeah.
But like, get better technology. What do you mean rolling? What do you say?
Starting, clicking.
But you know what's funny is on a set, they still say rolling. What's rolling? Nothing. Shut up. Use another thing. You know, you gotta change the term.
Everything does that, you know?
What's another example?
There are ones.
I got one. The save icon for everything is still a fucking floppy disk. When was the last time you saw a floppy disk?
I use floppy disks.
True. That is true.
You use floppy disk?
Yeah.
You got a floppy disk.
Oh,
what is whiskey disk?
Yes.
What is it? How does it work? Is it like what? Like, I know there's a scientific thing, but I just picture whiskey just flooding the body, be like, y'all better shut the hell up. Yeah, you ain't doing shit tonight.
Yeah, because it's just pointing at the blood, being like, you're not getting in here. Because a boner is just blood.
Yeah,
like, it's just blood getting in there.
That's so weird.
Let me ask you this. If you just take more blood and you get a bigger dick, I will go into the hospital and be like, I need a blood transfusion. I need more. Do vampires get big ass dicks because they eat other people's
Maybe
blood?
Maybe that's why they do it.
Yo.
They're like, Viagra's too expensive. Just get some fangs in there. What if you chase your whiskey with blood? You still getting whiskey dick?
No. I think if you... chase whiskey. Is that what you said? Chase?
Yeah, just increase more blood.
I think you're good.
In the intake.
I think if you drink a quarter cup of blood and then take a shot of whiskey, I think you're good. Have you ever tasted blood? Worst thing in the world.
Dude.
It tastes like pennies. Why does it taste so weird?
I don't know, because it's not supposed to be tasted.
What if you eat hella birthday cake?
What?
What if you eat a bunch of birthday
cake? What's that have to do with anything that's been said in the last 4 minutes? Bro, what?
If you eat...
What if you ate an opossum with birthday cake?
No, let me say... Okay.
Eat some ass with some birthday cake. Hold on. If you eat a girl's ass on her birthday, is that birthday cake? Yeah.
Yes! Yes!
And if she farts, they're blown out the candle. What's your wish for? Another birthday?
Yo, what happens if you're eating a girl's butt and she farts? What do you do? Do you just hit her face? What do you do? How would you do?
You say, is that a hairdryer? And then you just go about your day.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
My birthday cake example, I was saying, blood tastes gross, right? Yes. Regular blood. Mm-hmm. But what if you consume a whole birthday cake? Does your blood taste a little birthday cakey, or does it still taste like pennies? That's where I was going. Because if you're a vampire, you want to eat a bit like right after she goes to like Outback. You know what I mean? If she has
does
like
blood
a
blood tastes like what you eat?
I don't know.
Pineapple.
Are we just saying food names now?
No, pineapple makes the nut taste sweeter.
Right, but we're talking about blood, not nut.
But why would it make nut taste sweeter, but not blood?
It's two different things.
You know what I've heard is when you eat a lot of candy, flies are and like insects are attracted to you because you smell, your sweat is like sweet.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, well.
Because I don't eat great. And flies be like, that one over there.
Oh, because flies like you because you don't eat great?
Yeah, because I smell like sugar.
You do have a lot of sugar, do you? No, yeah. Not really.
I go through binges.
You like candy.
I love candy.
But you don't eat, you don't have like soda or anything like that.
That's crazy to me. Like, soda is like mind blowing. I'm like, I could never accept a good Baja Blaster once in a while. But like, for the most part, I don't like at a restaurant. Like, I feel weird when I go to a fast food place and like, and what do you want for drink? And she's holding a big gulp the size of like an exhaust pipe. And I'm like, just a bottle of water.
Just a bottle of water.
And then they just pull out like a Kirkland bottle.
Yeah. Dude, oh, my dad doesn't like water. Are you an alien? Doesn't water taste great? Like, water to me tastes great.
What does he do
great
after he, like, works out?
Crystal Light. Ugh. Crystal Light's phenomenal. Not after you work out.
Crystal Light.
What's the difference between Crystal Light and Gatorade? It's the same goddamn thing. It's just water with sugar in it.
It's clear, right?
The Crystal Light?
Yeah. I need colors in it. I need to see. Because you remember when they made clear Pepsi?
What are you doing? What the fuck are you doing?
I need to see the blue Gatorade. If it was just clear, I'd be like, I don't like this.
There's clear Gatorade, though.
I don't like it.
Oh, no, there's not.
They had a little streak. They did have clear Gatorade for a while.
Like water Gatorade?
Yeah, I don't like it.
They have Gatorade that's like pure Propel. Is that Propel Gatorade?
Are they in the same franchise?
It's like...
Them franchise it's boys? Under...
It's Propel's like underneath the Gatorade's like umbrella because it says Gatorade. Like Gatorade owns Propel. It's like, hey, Gatorade and Propel.
What is Propel? Gatorade with a fucking bow tie? Why would they just drop two lines?
It's just water.
You know, as Gabe earlier, is Patreon just an OnlyFans with a bow tie?
Not certain Patreons.
I mean, our Patreon shows some. Dick.
God. Hold on. So if we had a Patreon with just no bottoms on. Just no pants on. Would they kick us off?
You can do whatever you want on Patreon.
No.
I don't know. I posted our most recent episode on last Friday.
Yeah.
Kingdom of Anal. And I tried to upload the video and Patreon gave me a warning that said, this post might be against our pornographic guidelines.
Might be.
Might be.
Let's watch a review.
Hold on. Well, how do you have pornographic guidelines? What? You're cool showing dick, but you can't show asshole?
Like Kingdom sounds aggressive. Kingdom of Anal?
Kingdom sounds like there's going to be a bunch of dicks in there. You a kingdom of dicks?
Well, there's a whole hierarchy. There's and you got the jester, the king, right. Prince. There's a lot of dicks.
If you have a jester fucking, that's just funny. You know, you can't have a jester laying pipe. That's not funny. You know what's hilarious about a jester? Is like, if you weren't funny, they would kill you.
That was your one job, though.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, how quick do you have to turn around material, you know? As a jester, you're just sitting there writing all night. Some girl's like, so what are you doing tonight? He's like, I could write a new five for tomorrow. Come on. What? You bomb once and then what happens? My life bombs. I explode.
Yeah, they chop your fucking head off. That's so funny. Like if we bomb, they go boo. You feel bad about yourself. You're like, you think about jumping out the window. But if they bomb, they lose their head.
Right. You're like, so feeding a guy grapes is crazy, right? And they're like.
And then no one laughs and then you just start running.
And then you hear just a gate go, and then it just opens. A tiger starts sprinting out after you. I'm so glad sports were invented because before that, it was just like, hey, here's a group of people that are going to fight a tiger, and then we're going to watch.
I would love that. I mean, that's borderline UFC. You know what, dude? That what you just explained with the tiger fighting people, UFC's that with a bow tie. It's the same thing. You in a motherfucking cage. It's two, essentially, if a human and a pit bull fucked, that's a UFC fighter. And they just... half people,
yeah,
half man just
thing,
fight.
When the referee goes stop or like he taps out, they stop. A tiger, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
You think a tiger?
They're like, what's up?
You know what's so weird about a tiger? Why does Exxon use a tiger?
Exxon Mobil?
Exxon Mobil is like,
the
yo.
Gas?
Yeah, they're like, yo, you know what's related to gasoline? And people go, cars? And the guy was like, nah, tigers.
They use tigers?
Huh? Yeah.
Where? I've never seen that.
Yeah, Exxon's like animals like a tiger.
Any company with a tiger that's not Geico is fucking up. What is it really a tiger? I want to see this.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Exxon Tiger?
Put a tiger in your tank is the marketing slogan, but
that
it's so
wouldn't
weird.
Even fit.
I'll put my dick in a tank, huh?
Also, why not like put a cheetah in your tank? Why specifically a tiger?
A cheetah is exactly what it should be. A cheetah is fast.
Yeah.
What?
Seen this.
Also, Frosted Flakes? Come on. Frosted Flakes
like
a tiger?
Them?
Oh, I love them. I'm saying, but a tiger, why you gonna pick a fucking tiger?
If anybody lays pipe in the Cereal Kingdom, I'll tell you what. Tony the Tiger and Toucan Sam.
Toucan Sam don't have it. Dick, he uses his motherfucking nose, and I would take it. Also, if you think about Toucan Sam, has a little hook. If you flip it around, G-spot. Good for him.
Damn.
Yo, Toucan Sam hit that G-spot, bro. Good for him.
She's like, oh, you want a 69? He's like, nah, just wait.
Yo, I fucked a girl recently that just...
Oh, okay, flex. This man out here. This man out here.
Yo, I'm going to get AIDS. Listen.
Jesus.
In a good way.
No.
Oh, no?
What?
Okay. So no?
Wait. What did you do?
Okay. I was just, because the G-spot thing made me think about it. This girl would had such a specific way of coming, and she would like tell me she has such a specific way of coming. First of all, I really enjoyed the, because we talked about it before. She was like, essentially like, this is how I come. I go, this is how I come. And then so we knew going in, it was fucking phenomenal.
Right, collaborative process.
Collaborative. But the funny part to me is she like right before she about to come, she needed me to stop fucking. So like 10 seconds before she, yeah.
She's like, you stop. Yeah. I go to my ex's house. Yeah. He finishes. It's a really weird process. I'll be back next week, though. What's up, all my dad and dadettes out there? Anyone with a dad, or a dad? Look, does your dad smell like shit? Probably.
Probably. You know why? Because he's fucking mowing the lawn like an idiot.
And the same air Monarchs that he's been wearing for 37 years.
Raking leaves. It's fucking August, Dad.
What does he use for deodorant? Lemonade? Dads love a good lemonade.
Dude, you know what a dad loves? You know what a dad loves?
Dad?
An Arnold Palmer.
You know what a dad loves even more?
You say it right now.
Hawthorne.co, baby. If you smell like shit, don't worry about it. Not only can you fix yourself, but you can fix others, all right? If you don't know what Hawthorne is, it gets you right, baby. It gets you tight, baby. What you do is you go online and you take a quiz based on your cleanliness.
But Trevor, I hate quizzes.
No Adderall needed. It's a simple quiz. It's a fun quiz. It's a truthful quiz. There's no doctors in the room you need to lie to. Like, yeah, how many shots of alcohol do you drink a week? You're like, 148. This one... This one, you literally say, like, how many times you shower, how many times you use shampoo versus conditioner, what kind of scent you like. They ask you on cologne, do you like, what's your average night?
I love those questions. I go, oh, damn, I don't know.
You go,
but I'll tell you what they...
I'm feeling. Know who does know? Hawthorne.com,
they sent me the cologne, like, the one work, one play, and that's I was great. Like, god damn, they know me properly.
Yeah, they send you a daytime and a nighttime cologne, working the play.
That nighttime, I'll tell you what, I had many girls be like, damn.
Huh? I put in that work at night, so I just spray the work. I'll do the play when I, shit.
It's amazing, though. It gives you fucking, I mean, you can get.
Full customization.
Yeah, you
everything.
Get lotion, you get shampoo, conditioner.
Face scrub.
It's amazing. And all like really high quality, package dope. And yo, it's about to be Father's Day. So, I mean, I know that I'm going to get this from my dad. So definitely go on there. Hawthorne.co. And then you use promo code SOCKS, SOCKS for 10% off. Go smell fucking amazing.
What was it? Stop fucking, get quiet. You know when they're taking room tone on set and nobody moves?
Holy fuck, that's so funny. Stop 10 seconds. I go to my ex, I was like...
I FaceTime my ex. He says the magic words, abracadabra. And
what if she didn't go to this house? What if her ex was always there? She goes, stop, bring him in. You know they have the fucking...
Bring in the dancing lobsters. And then this comes in.
You know on set they have like stunt devils? What if they had that for like you? You're like
nut
in
doubles.
There? Yeah.
I think I know what the title is.
You know it ain't going to be that. No, it ever been that? Gabe, have we ever said that on the show? And we've come to the conclusion to use that.
I do think it's happened one time.
Okay,
yeah, well, doubles is pretty good.
Nut doubles
is great.
Pretty fun.
We've all done 800 episodes and it's happened one time, so we're not on a good streak.
We need to make nut towels. I think that's where the world needs to be at.
Listen, right in. You guys want nut towels? We got you. We already have a fucking plan. No, we don't, but we'll figure it out. What the fuck was I gonna say? Oh, so 10 seconds.
Wait.
So 10 seconds. Gabe, turn your fucking computer off.
That's the FBI saying. The fuck y'all making in there?
What if it was a girl? Hold up. No.
What is it?
It ain't live. This ain't live. That would be so weird. I thought it was a girl. It doesn't matter. So.
Wait, you were thinking maybe this was live right now? And no,
that was Toucan Sam being like, what y'all say about my beak? Toucan Sam probably has such a small dick.
Of course. Look at the beak.
That would suck. Because you know T-Rexes, they have small arms and their head is so big they can't, like, there's all this picture and shit.
Yeah.
How does the toucan bang? He's like, honey, you got to.
You gotta. How would you find toucan's fucking clit? It's deep in there. You gotta move feathers. If you have to move feathers out the way, you ain't finding shit. It's hard enough to find a G spot with a fucking clit with a girl with no feathers. It's impossible to find feathers. To find a G spot through feathers.
You guys want to hear something really funny?
No.
You really took the wind out of my sails there.
Gabe,
all right.
I would love.
No problem.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I'm fucking crying.
Oh, that caught me off guard. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh my god.
There's little tears in my eyes.
Oh my god. Okay.
You're on one today, man. Oh, I'm fucking so tired.
Oh my god. Okay, Gabe, I'm so sorry, man.
I don't even know if I want to say
no,
it.
No, you know what I don't mean. You know what I mean. You always come with fire, please.
Someone on the internet made Toucan Sam and Captain Crunch fan fiction about Captain Crunch fucking Toucan Sam.
Wait.
Oh, I would watch that. Sorry. Is Captain Crunch a person? I can't remember. I can't think of him.
Yeah, he's an older dude. Kind of looks like a pirate. I think he has a mustache Captain and a Crunch? Sailor hat.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But he does. But he's drawn like a person, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't he have a peg leg? Or is that just it?
Oh. He might have a peg leg.
Who developed a peg leg? Do you know what I mean?
Like, he's crunches. You'll get taken out by a fucking... Somebody sprays one spritz of Windex and you're out.
You're done. You're just like, oh, here comes the captain. And he just put termites down the cabin and goes, oh, fuck! He just runs away?
A dog just chews your leg.
Oh, God. Yo, Greta would demolish that fucking
Toucan
leg.
Toucan Sam?
What'd oh, that shit. Bit look like? Toucan Sam and... sorry, dude. Gabe, so it's Captain
Crunch and Toucan Sam.
Captain Crunch like is drawn like a human being, right? He looks like a human. Okay.
Captain.
Holy shit! There's who's just, fucking who in it?
The captain's fucking Toucan Sam. He says, "I want you, Sam." He whispered as he started undressing himself. Since Sam was a bird, there was really nothing to take off. Of
I was
him.
Just gonna say, what the fuck? He starts plucking out feathers. Oh, fuck. God damn. I mean. That's so awkward. What do you do? Because that'd be like you start naked and the other person's fully clothed. And then you're like, what do you do when they're waiting? You're just like, yeah, well, I'm on a few emails. Let me know when you're naked. There's nothing worse than fucking, dude, honestly, I don't know how girls don't just be like, I don't want to have sex anymore. Just watching a guy take off their clothes. Girls are so peaceful about it. Like, it's sexy. There's like, you close your eyes open. Everything's off. One thing's hanging from a lamp. Guys, like, I have to make a figure four with my legs to take them off. And then I wear high socks. I'll leave socks on so often. Do you leave socks on, dude?
No, I think, you know what's weird is I since I have such a foot thing and generally the women that I have sex with know, I think it's so weird because I think about that. I'm like, well, I need to take my socks off because it doesn't really make any sense, obviously. If I have a foot thing, why the fuck do I need to take my socks off? But I do find it, but I always take my socks off. Yeah, I also get a little hot.
Isn't that a stereotype though? it feels better if you nut with socks on.
I haven't even heard of that. I'll give it a try though. If you nut with socks on, why is it because your body heat in there or something? I've never even heard of that.
I don't know. But dude, somebody did a portrait of Captain Crunch back in the day. This man, I'll tell you what, lays pipe. All right. I'm going to need you to see that.
Shit, hold on. Is Captain Crunch a real person?
Well, I think they made him a person. Have you ever seen those pictures of what SpongeBob and Patrick would look like in real life?
Have no.
You? Oh.
Patrick. Are they
hot? No. Oh. It's terrifying. This guy on Instagram, what's his name on Instagram, Gabe? If you type in like realistic SpongeBob. This guy, I mean, it's an odd talent, but this guy draws like characters like Hey Arnold and all these like very famous characters, but like if they were people, I'll show you. It's not pretty. At all.
Miguel Vasquez is the guy.
Miguel
name.
Vasquez.
Oh, first of all, talk about lay pipe. Miguel Vasquez. Can you imagine if that was like the next, like if you broke up with a girl and that was her next boyfriend's name, you'd be like, oh well, fuck, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Miguel Vasquez.
I need a guy named like Larry. I'm like, yeah, you can fuck off, Larry.
Fucking take it. Yeah, you fuck with a harmonica in your mouth, you fucking idiot.
But you. But you know, okay, I'm going to show you this. It is not pretty. It's fucking terrifying. It's not pretty.
We have to get back to the how this girl nuts. I can't. What in the fuck?
Yeah.
But that doesn't look like, but SpongeBob's not a person. I thought you drew it like a person.
No, it's like realistic.
Yeah, but that's not.
How would you draw SpongeBob like a person?
How would you draw, but Patrick looks like a person. Do you know what I mean? Miguel, I think your shit's dope, but I'm just saying, like, I thought he drew like a person.
Kinda.
Oh my god. But I thought SpongeBob was young. SpongeBob looks like he's 61 in that picture.
I think SpongeBob's a full-ass adult.
He's got a driver's license.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't mean he's 16.
I mean, he's got his own house. What fucking 14-year-old would be like, yo, welcome to my crib?
Does SpongeBob drive a car?
No, that was the whole thing. He, like, could never pass his boating license with Mrs. Puff. But he had, I mean...
Is Miss Puff hot? Is anyone hot on SpongeBob?
Sandy.
Sandy Cheeks. What a great name.
Cheeks. But yeah, brother. I mean, if you think about it, like, you're like, it's a kid show. He old. He's he lives in a pineapple under the sea. He got a mortgage. He got a 401k.
Does he pay rent? Does he have a landlord? Who's his landlord?
I think he owns outright.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
You know, fuck me up. So Patrick lives, you know his house?
Mm-hmm. You know, I've never seen the show.
That's what's weird about this. He's never seen SpongeBob, which narc for sure. But so he lives.
How am I a narc? Just because my fucking mom didn't have enough money to pay for a cable?
Yeah, everybody's seen SpongeBob. All right.
Yes.
Call your dad, be like, Dad, I know it's been a while. Let me watch SpongeBob. Anyways, but so you know Gabe, right? Uh-huh. You know how he's like under his house? It's because he lives under a rock. But you know when people are like, where have you been all this time? Under a rock? Because he's dumb.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's a reference people who have seen it would know.
Oh, Patrick's stupid?
Yes. When they go, what do you live under a rock? He lives under a rock, and that's thus his.
That's really sad. So Patrick is for
real
homeless.
The whole set is sad. Squidward lives in a muffler pipe. SpongeBob lives in a fucking pineapple. So
does no one know how to build underneath the sea?
No.
What the fuck? No one knows how to take some goddamn boat from like wood from like a sunken boat and make a motherfucking house?
Maybe, probably.
So no one's wealthy in this show?
No. Miss Krabs.
Yeah, live in a fucking.
He can make some money.
No one's got a job. Just what does SpongeBob do?
Or no, Plankton lives in a muffler. What is Squidward lives in a Stonehenge? Whatever, it doesn't matter.
So
no,
does anyone
five
have a
people
job
in the city? Everybody works at the Krusty Krab. Everybody, unless you work at the Chum Bucket. There's no UPS there. No Amazon Prime.
Right.
What is the Krusty Krab? Is that a restaurant?
Yeah, it's like a burger joint.
Oh,
that's so the place SpongeBob works at.
Everybody works there, even Patrick.
I don't think.
Patrick doesn't really work. That's why he lives under a rock.
Well, he's fucking lazy. He's not stupid. He could work. Tell me SpongeBob couldn't get him a job at the fucking Krusty Krab.
Didn't they deliver pizzas together one day? I don't know what's going on.
Let's be honest. This show sucks, but no. You guys as kids watch it as a kid, and you're like, oh, this is fire. Watch it now. I'm sure it sucks. I'm sure there's no logic. Patrick lives under a rock. He should be dead. What is Patrick? What is he?
Starfish.
He's a starfish? Yeah. Motherfucker couldn't get a job at a fucking as a stripper? Nothing?
He do got cakes.
That's what I'm saying. And Sandy Cheeks, what, she should work at the Krusty Krab too?
She got OnlyFans. She be trying to get that nut.
Speaking of nut, can I tell you how this girl came? It was so funny.
I forgot about this story.
It wasn't funny. It was actually pretty hot. But so when she was about to come, maybe like 20 seconds before, which she knew, which is pretty good.
So just as you're starting, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, just on about a nut, she knew. Oh shit, time is correct.
She's like, tell me when you're about a nut. You're like, all right, well, we haven't started yet, but 17 seconds. All right, anyways, 20 seconds out.
Yeah,
so that's so specific.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, whatever. But so when you're about a nut, she would tell me to stop. And she'd tell me to put it all the way in. Stop, put it in, and then stop, and just sit there. And then she'd be like,
shift?
And I'd just be waiting there.
You just.
I check Twitter. And then she'd be like, hello.
Wait, you just load it in?
I wouldn't come in her, but I would just push it all the way in. And then it would like, help her come, whatever.
But you just leave it in?
Leave it in. Good, like maybe 15 seconds. Not 15, maybe like 10 seconds.
You charging a Tesla?
I thought it was. As soon as she was done, I said, how much charge you got, bitch?
How much battery you got? Let me get a charge.
You know, it was funny though. She couldn't, you know, some girls can just like come and just, they can come and go build a deck. Like they're fine. But some girls come and they go, don't touch me for like 2 minutes. But she was a girl, don't touch me. So like, I think you run into more girls that can come and go build a deck. That doesn't really affect them. But so I was like, okay, you're done now. Now I'm gonna go. And she first time she goes, stop, and go, oh God, what's happening? Like it was scared the fuck out of me. I thought it was like,
this is like so sensitive.
Yeah.
Thanks. What'd you do for that? Like 2 minutes, 20 seconds.
I don't know. I made a video.
That's a perfect length for Twitter. Anyways, so wait, so you just go in, hang out, and. Would y'all just talk?
When she was recharging?
Yeah.
We didn't really say nothing. It's just a weird time.
What do you look at?
What did I look at?
Yeah, that's a lot of thread counts in these sheets.
Yeah, I don't even remember what I looked at.
Y'all ever make eye contact when you doing the dirty?
Yeah, you don't like it?
I don't know.
You don't like eye contact?
I never thought about it. But it's like, you know, think about something and then you think about it. And then you're like, am I doing this wrong? It's like when you're high at a party and you're like, am I standing here?
It's the worst.
And then you're like, wait, why is my hip just resting against the counter? Is that normal?
You know what the worst thing
is? Then you look around and nobody else's hips are up there.
You know the worst thing ever is when you're high at a party
And then you go, am I breathing weird? And then all you can think about is how you breathe.
He's like, am I blinking too loud?
Yeah.
Like,
what? Blinking too loud.
That's something I actually said one day. I was like, can people hear me? Yeah, being high in public, trash, terrible. Worst thing. Why, dude, I don't know. I had friends that would just take dabs and then go straight to class in college. And
Jesus Christ. I just feel like we, like THC just affects people differently, man. Like
some people, it's like their cup of coffee.
Yeah, like people just live high. There's no fucking way I could do that. I get so weirded out. Fucking high, I get so weird. Nutting high is obviously the best. We talked about that high. But fucking high. Like, this other girl's like, oh, let's do edibles and fuck. I'm just like, I literally text back and go, you could give me head when I'm high. Cause I could sit back and whatever, think about Squidward, but I can't like fuck.
Think about all the different planets, you know?
Oh shit.
God damn, is Pluto a planet?
That's what I was gonna say.
Well, I feel bad for Pluto. Pluto just be getting dragged for no goddamn reason.
Yeah,
your planet. He's like, all right, hell yeah. And then like, never mind, you're not a planet. He's like, what the fuck? Well, you're back.
Yeah,
you guys want me or not?
It's literally like getting a blue check and then all of a sudden 2 weeks later they take it away. What the fuck? Has that ever happened? Somebody get verified and then say, nah, you're not verified anymore.
Yeah, probably.
That's gotta be the worst.
Yeah, dude, it just feels like he's like the Johnny Manziel of planets. You're like, dude, you're a star. You're gonna, and then they're like, well, no. And then like, well, you can play in like the CFL.
What is Johnny Manziel doing right now?
I don't
now?
Know. I want to hang out with him. Dude, what? In college, he was my idol.
Of course.
I had like a jersey that said Manziel on the back, and I'd wear it to day parties. Like a fucking douche.
Yeah, terrible. Thank you. That's the worst thing I've ever.
I knew that. It was a jersey party though. So what? Every frat party is a jersey party. What's
you know what? You know what's crazy? Every new jersey party is a jersey party.
Hmm.
Fuck.
Oh.
Yep. Every New Jersey, every party in New Jersey is a Jersey party. So do you just wear jerseys?
A York party.
What do you wear for York parties? Just hold a Yorkshire Terrier?
York peppermint patties. Do you
like those? Love them. First of all, oh, how can we never talk about that's a really good thing to fuck? You poke a hole in it, then just whoo. Wow, you're not on board with this?
I mean, they ain't too big.
No, the big ones. Those are the small ones you're talking about. The actual York peppermint patties are the big ones. They're like this size.
Really?
Yeah, they look like a coaster. That's how you know you're super on is when you have peppermint patties as drink coasters. Fuck.
What do you like better, peppermint patties or Andy's? Have you ever had the Andy's chocolate mints?
I have. Those are for hotels.
No. Change whatever opinion you've had the past 20 seconds. Andy's, the chocolate peppermints are incredibly insane. They're the best things ever. You freeze one of those things, build a house with one of them.
In the fuck? When you freeze candy, does it get
chocolate especially
saggy? Why is that? What happens?
It's, I don't know.
It just gets cold, like
because it's crispy, then it slowly melts in your mouth.
Oh god damn! You ever have frozen M&Ms?
Yeah.
Me neither. Oh, have you?
Yeah. You have it? What part of that is too far out of your reality? We're like, I can't do that.
I've just never tried. I just in certain things I'm
good.
I'm positive. I just never have done it. I've never put.
How do you feel about Reese's Pieces? Those are fucking great.
Have you ever had Reese's Pieces peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
Nah. That sounds like a lot going on there.
Nope. Perfect amount.
Really?
Fuck. Imagine this. Reese's. First of all, Reese's peanut butter is the fucking most genius company in the world. They go, what do people like? Our peanut butter. Okay. People sell, what, jars of peanut butter? Let's just do that.
Do they have jars of their own peanut butter?
Sir?
I was literally about to say that. I thought I was onto something.
No, that's what I'm talking about. They sell Reese's Pieces peanut butter in the store.
In the candy.
Yes!
Really?
I don't know how they make it. I don't know how they make the Reese's peanut butter, but it's fucking stupid.
Peanuts in it.
There's no way they make it with peanuts. That's like, you know what I mean? Can you, Gabriel?
It's like
can you
brown sugar and butter.
Yes, I'm serious. Like, I feel like it's more that than like actual peanuts. Are you creamy or a chunky guy?
Creamy. Used to be chunky. Creamy now.
What happened? You getting a fight or something? What happened?
Oh no, I just like that smooth like that.
Yeah, but the crunchy got nuts.
Maybe I'll go back. Uncrustable with nut in it. Oh, that's a cream pie, baby. Oh my god. Uncrustable. Would you rather fuck a York patty or an uncrustable?
Uncrustable. I would date an uncrustable. I would date an uncrustable and then fucking dare someone to make fun
of me. Dude, oh my god.
All you gotta do to date an uncrustable is just put eyes on it. Well, that's what else you need?
Oh, you put a skirt on it?
Bro, if I had titties, I would just get uncrustable implants and then just call it a day.
Oh my God.
Uncrustables are so goddamn good.
How come a lady has never put two uncrustables over her nipples and then walk around? Does she not want to get married?
There's got to be an influencer out there that's like with uncrustables over her. Like, I've seen people like literally in a bathtub filled with hot Cheetos naked. I'm like, this is the worst thing. Your body's like, just fuck somebody with an STD. Why are you doing this?
It's terrible. Do you honestly think they fill the whole thing? How many bags of fucking? It's
a lot. But they'll do it for like a photo shoot, or people do like photo shoots on milk. And I'm like, oh God,
that's gross. That's disgusting. I saw this one fucking thing on Worldstar where this girl was dressed.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, yep. This girl was dressed like a cat, like a, you know.
Like what?
She, you know, one of the Instagram girls with the big butts and the big tits, and she's like, I got talent. You go, no, you don't. But she was dressed like a cow, and then she was on all fours, and someone just dumped milk on her boobs, and she was like, right? And I was like, I guess I'm hard. I don't know what this is.
And that's when you look at your laptop of a clip you've been editing for like a week and just throw it off the roof and be like, why do I do this? I spent 24 hours editing this thing.
I just, when I saw that clip, it was like borderline gross to me. And then also I thought, fuck, dude, this girl has a dad. Like,
yeah.
Like this girl has a dad and a mom, and for sure they've seen her clips. And she's walking around. What if she, like, what if she graduated with a bio degree, and now she's just on all fours on some AstroTurf, taking fucking skim milk to the tits? I mean, goddamn.
At least it's skim, you know.
That's true.
Could be 2% or whole milk.
You ever have oat milk?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Oats.
I don't like this. I don't like how everything can be milk all of a sudden. You can have really Pepsi milk if you just fucking put Pepsi cans and goddamn water. It's like, it's Pepsi milk.
Wow, this is water and oats. And you're like, how does it... Yeah, is that milk?
But isn't that almond milk too? You just put almonds in water and... How long
almond
is
milk's
that?
Tasty though.
Almond milk, that's the only milk I drink. Only milk I drink. Is that a bar?
Peanut milk. Probably.
Peanut milk.
Is anything...
Peanut milk is just cum, yeah?
They have cashew. They got pea milk.
Pea milk?
Pea protein milk. Plant-based. I don't know. What is... dude.
What do they take? A ficus and just put it in water? How do you make plant bullet. Milk?
Plant protein? I don't know.
I don't like all of this.
There's a fly in here. Get the fuck out of here, you little bitch.
Fuck flies. Hey, Gabriel, can you Google this for me, please? This is an honest Google. Why... space, do space, we space, need space, flies. Kill them all. You know how when people are like, you can't kill flies because they bring pollen over to Brazil and then Brazil is the biggest cashew company and then blah, blah, blah. Like, okay, I don't think so. With bees, I get it. They pollinate shit.
Spiders eat flies?
Yeah, dude, why do we need spiders? To have Spider-Man? What the fuck? We need spiders.
It's a big franchise to get rid of, all right? Peter Parker is not a joke in this household. Is that him?
Peter Parker what?
Yeah. Is that Spider-Man?
Yeah.
I know my movies. Tobey Maguire.
It's not even like a movie, dude. That's like no one who like Tom Cruise is.
Who's that?
Oh, God.
Is he the one that was in Cinderella Man?
Yes.
Uh-oh. We got an answer. Flies? Yeah.
Flies.
What are the flies?
Flies act as scavengers consuming rotting organic matter so we don't have to deal with it, which is a very important role in the environment. If it weren't for flies, there would be rubbish and dead animal carcasses everywhere.
Fake news.
Where do fruit flies come from besides, like, I know it's fruit, but do they just pop up and be like, what's good, bitch? We here for all of the next 8 hours and disappear?
Fam, they live in the fucking skin. Fruit flies live in the motherfucking skin of a fucking banana. They don't come out of nowhere. There's eggs in banana skin. And then if you leave them out too long, they hatch.
So...
I don't know. When please Google store. That. I don't know if that's right.
So when they're at the store and they're all green, they're in there yet or no?
Yeah, there's small little eggs in there. I'm like 85% positive. So that means I'm like wrong.
Fruit flies are...
Fruit flies don't bother me. Fruit flies don't bother me. Who made that song? Because they made $1 million.
What song?
Fruit flies don't bother me. Oh, no. Is it fruit flies or fly?
Shoe fly. What?
Is it shoe fly?
Yeah, like shoe.
Shoe
fly.
Oh, I thought I was like Reebok me. Shoe. Don't bother me.
That's such a trash beat on that song. Shoe fly. Don't bother me. Get bullied. Right. Shoe fly. Don't bother me. That shit ain't hard. put an 808 on that shoe flop. Holy Don't bother shit. Me.
You said get bullied? Fuck, that's funny. Oh my god, so funny to say someone's face. No, sick, dude. Go get bullied.
If there's that was the easy button, go get bullied.
Oh my god. Gable, we got
Are
an
you
answer.
Riding?
Fucking idiots.
Yeah, they in no. bananas and also in like drains.
Drains?
Like sink drain. They'll lay eggs in there.
Oh, so I was
What
right.
a difference so did, of like a community. So like, you think they meet up like, yo, where you live? He's like a drain. He's like pussy.
I live in a banana, bitch.
Yeah, an organic Whole Foods banana. You broke, bitch.
Oh, that's disgusting. Oh no, I was right. Oh, that's gross.
Throw away my whole sink and bananas. I love a good banana though. Frozen? Well, no, I'm saying like a frozen banana in a smoothie.
Well, here's a question: do you cut that bitch, or do you let it ride out beforehand you freeze it?
Oh, excuse me. I'll go halves.
You go halves.
Just break it in half.
Yeah, I've been cutting mine. And yeah, it just. Mm.
Why don't they sell frozen bananas at the store?
Because they're stupid.
Reese's, if you're listening. Combine it with your peanut butter. Do
oh
it.
My god! I can't believe you never had Reese's peanut.
Just
Fuck.
Like the straight up peanut.
Dog.
The newt.
Then just.
Do you like Nutella? I think it's good in doses. The people that just have like spoonfuls, and I know this is a massive community, and people are just swinging at their screens right now. But hazelnut by itself, trash.
But is Nutella just hazelnut?
It's like chocolate hazelnut.
Yeah, but there's chocolate in there.
But then I just like the chocolate.
Right. If you just jerk off a hazelnut, you're not going to get Nutella. Did I just discover something?
Hazelnut nut? Wait. Why is hazelnut the only nut that... Well, never mind.
No, every nut has a nut.
No, I was going to say, but why is hazelnut the only one that has nut in the name, but peanut?
They all do.
Hazelnut, almond nut.
Maybe you
cashew
don't say...
Cashew nut.
You say cashew
walnut
nut.
Walnut nut!
Oh, shit. Is it walnut nut?
No, it's walnut. Peanut. But what if it's peanut nut?
Oh, I hear what you're saying now.
I guess it's only almond. Almonds and cashews. Cashew nut?
You don't almond say cashew nut unless you're talking about cashew nut butter.
But if somebody's like, did you want almond nut in your smoothie? You'd be like...
Get it out of here. Get the fuck out of here. But also...
You need to go to jail. What are you jerking off almonds for?
But also, if you say you want some peanut nut, no.
No, but nut is in peanut. So if you took out the nut, would it just be pea? This is a science podcast.
Yeah, you guys learned so much. I want to pee on somebody. Just right? Just for like, I don't want to do it. I just want to do it. Like it doesn't. I'm not. It doesn't,
you want to do it? Go to a public pool and just talk to somebody. Be like, yeah, this place is great, and just start peeing.
That's true. I peed on.
We went
so
to Arizona over the weekend, right? We got to talk about this.
Oh yeah.
Arizona is. Bro,
they don't give a fuck.
Dude, people,
Corona, what?
People were doing lines off signs that said social distance. They're like, yeah, fuck off. You know, like they were using the plastic dividers at tables to just do racks of cocaine off. Arizona is out here. We went there to do stand up because they're fucking open and there's a show there.
Yeah, we had to drive 6.5 hours to do fucking stand up.
So Michael and I, for 10 minutes of stage time, we drove out there, literally got there as the show had already started. And then we get there, not a mask in sight.
Oh, God, like, so
goddamn mask in sight. Right?
It was so freeing.
It was great. But so it was very like whatever. We stayed. We did our stage time, whatever. The next day we went to a pool party.
Fuck. Guys.
They looked like they had zero idea what a newspaper was. They're like, wait, what? This
they
is going
didn't
on?
Give a fuck.
I didn't.
Go ahead.
You would, like, if you were in a coma and then you woke up and then went to that pool party, you would have no idea that the world was any different.
But also, it'd be really weird because the only people that were wearing masks were the people who worked there.
The
so then you'd be like, why does everyone look like a Mortal Kombat character? What happened?
Anybody, you going to beat my ass? Did my card get declined again?
I'll tell you what, though. Everyone at that pool minus... All right, let's just say there's 100 people. I'm telling you... 3 of them were gargoyles and the rest were fucking 9s and 10s.
Dude,
what is
rough.
Arizona doing? I don't even understand. It's stupid. Every girl there. What the fuck, dude?
That's why like ASU and U of A are like very side out schools of like the hottest women. Like it is.
But what is it about it? What Arizona is a trash state. A trash state. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, oh, I'll go to New York City. Oh, I'll go to LA. It's like, oh, let me go to Arizona.
I don't know. Maybe it's like cheap rent. But I know. I get what you're saying. It's like, why?
There's no beaches or, you know what I mean? That, like, if like, I mean, I know Miami, there's amazing women, but like, sort of that makes sense to me because, like, it has the beaches and, you know,
it's
like,
random.
But But
it's almost like you don't even question it. Like if Montana had the baddest woman in the world, you'd be like, that's just Montana. But like since it's Arizona, you're like, I don't know how or why, but like, I don't know.
Dude,
it was insane.
I was looking around. I was like, literally in my head, my entire inner monologue was, don't get hard. Don't get hard. Don't get hard. I went to get a drink. I was like, don't get hard. There was one time we went to a bar after the show. Remember the W that the bartender? Listen, I would have killed both of y'all.
Everybody had implants there. The person making your coffee at McDonald's had implants. Everybody in Arizona has implants.
Dude, we had
your Geico insurance lady is like, triple D's.
Yeah, dude, we had to bring the car to get the oil change at the fucking Exxon gas station. The Tiger, fucking implants.
God damn, even the goldfish in the tank were like, I got titties. It was insane. Nobody there gave a fuck. Arizona is just such a fun, and it's so, because it was like 110 degrees out. Everybody was hammered. It was, it was good, so more people watching.
Oh, that's
it. Just everybody in their natural habitat.
That's all it was. It was just if the dude wasn't hot, he was wealthy as fuck. Like that was like the dude demo, right? It was either like a dude who was hot as fuck with muscles and abs, or a man who was grossly overweight but wearing a $200,000 watch. Dude, that was a dude demo.
But that's just a lot of places.
You think so? I guess that's right. Because he's like, you're hot, dude. You get in because you're hot.
Well, maybe not. Like a lot of places, meaning a lot of clubs, a lot of big nightclubs.
Yeah, yeah.
You go to any nightclub and the table is like five fucking bros celebrating a bachelor party. And then the one right next to him is just like these guys you've never heard of, but are all worth like 45 mil. Easy.
Yeah, they own like 19 tattoo shops or some shit. And you're just like, what is happening? But the girl's there. Damn, I just was looking around. I was like, what am I going to do? What am I about to do?
But you're telling me nobody in that pool nutted.
Dude, I was outside of the pool about to nut. 100% people in there nutting.
Nut. So much pee in that pool. So much pee.
So much pee, so much nut. You know what? There wasn't a hot tub, and I think they did that shit on purpose, because that's where you fuck. That's where you fuck.
Well, it's also 110 degrees outside.
I'm saying at night. But that's probably why they don't have a hot tub. But it gets sort of cold at night. No, it doesn't. It's hot as fuck. Listen.
Yeah, it was warm. Arizona, it was just wild to see how free they were.
Yeah, it was wild. It was also really nice. It was also just really... Dude, when we went to the green room before the show, it was crazy because like I forgot that I missed that type of interaction. Just like four or five comics in a green room fucking around.
Pre-show energy.
Oh, God.
Great. It's great. But I mean, like, it was... you know, because if you stay, if you're inside enough and you're not exercising, you're not leaving, and you're just reading headline after headline after headline, mm-hmm. you get so in your head to the point where you're like if I step outside, you know, it's the apocalypse. You drive 6 hours to Arizona and it's like, oh, these motherfuckers don't give a damn.
They don't give a fuck. I don't know what,
I don't know what it is. Well, they're a red state. So I think a lot of red states are very open right now.
But were they pandemic lockdown prior, and then they just and then
like
they
asterisk? I think it was always yeah, they was like closed down. But
because I was gonna say it would be really weird juxtaposition to go from like super closed down to be like fuck it, fake tits in a pool. No,
I think they were like one of the last places to close, and then they kind of just like wrote it out, and their cases were lower of the states, but. I don't know. I just think that like once that rumor, I don't know if it's true or not. I'm not going to talk on, you know, scientific shit because I don't know shit. But they said that like, you know, the virus is it dies in hotter weather. And Arizona is just like literally a skillet. So you're like, well, it's not going to last year.
It was so hot, dude.
But it was like crazy because people were like, some dude came up to me or whatever from video shit, but was like, yeah, me and my boys flew here from Chicago. Like that's, they're like, we just want to get away.
We just want to feel normal.
Yeah. So they're literally like, fuck this city's closed, and then people are just like, where can we fly? They're like, I don't know, what's open? Chicago, fuck, or Arizona. Fuck it, let's go.
I mean, dude, you look at a lot of comics profiles now, like where they're having shows,
mm-hmm.
and it's all fucking Arizona clubs because it's the only Arizona, well, I don't know
Tampa.
Oh, Tampa's open too.
Well, Florida in general.
Is Florida open? I don't know.
Open-ish.
But is anyone out there like Arizona? Like that was I was shocked. Insane. I was shocked.
There was like the pool was packed.
The pool was packed. The show was packed. Nobody in the audience had to wear masks. The only people that I saw ever wearing masks were the people who worked at the place that we were at. Any of the place we were at, they had to wear masks. But this is how hot the girls were. They still looked hot in masks. Huh?
Yeah.
The bodies.
Crazy. Oh, I had dinner out here in LA at a restaurant last night.
What?
You well, the restaurants are open, but it's like their procedures are very, very. It was a place in Santa Monica, but it's like, so you at the table, you don't have to wear a mask, but getting to your table, you have to wear a mask. All no the sense. Tables had a plastic divider in between it. It
what?
It looked weird, and they sat the tables super weird. It was at a seafood place, so we sat next to fucking the lobsters in the back. You ever seen how they pick the lobsters? That shit is sad. I wanted to call PETA. Like, so we're sitting there.
How do they pick lobsters?
No, like, you know how they have lobsters in the tank?
No, yeah, but
cook?
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just like, you ever seen how like custodians pick up trash on like the lunch yard with little grabber things?
Yeah.
It looked like one of those, but I've just never seen it happen. Like, obviously, but like, I'm just sitting there and the guy just grabs one. Like, he's not like, all right, who's the shitty one? Who's fucking with the other guys? Who do you guys want out of here? Yeah. There's no tribal vote. He just jabs the thing, grabs it, throws it in a bucket, and walks out. I was like, this is a hostage situation.
I wonder if when they get picked and they get put in the bucket, they're like, fuck yeah, back to the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
And then they go, then they look at then they're about to go into the water and they're like, that looks kind of hot. Oh shit, Sheridan.
It must be August.
I'm in Arizona. I'm dead.
Literally. It was kind of sad. I was like, oh fuck. And then I looked, then I had this thought of like, all those lobsters in there are next.
Yeah. And they don't even know it.
But I was just sitting there. And then the waiter's like, so what can we get for you? I was like, a salad.
And then if they looked at me, I'd be like, lobster.
No, I had fish. It was great.
For sure. Because here's the thing. If you're an animal and you taste good, you done fucked up. You shouldn't taste good. There's possum. Disgusting. We don't make those. We don't, like, well, I guess we hit them with Volvo. So that's kind of worse. Well, what's worse? Getting eaten or getting hit by a fucking truck? I'd rather get hit by a truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that hilarious?
That's on, because that's on you.
Right. But it's hilarious that some animals taste good. You fucked up.
Deer in the headlights.
Stop it. Just make a decision, you fuck.
What is in the road that is so good? Why are you in the road?
Why? Do they see headlights and they go, oh, fuck.
Did it?
Oh, fuck. Maybe they think
well, no, you know, in like, Dumb and Dumber? Have you seen Dumb and Dumber?
Yes.
Where he opens the door. Yes, it's my favorite movie.
Oh my God, I'm so surprised.
When he's driving and then he like opens the door and it's Mary Swanson, Samsonite, mm-hmm. whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Samsonite. Yeah. Mary Swanson. But then the freight, what is it called?
A train?
The truck. Cargo truck.
Pickup truck?
Whatever the fuck.
And the big rig kind of thing.
Yeah, but he like, she's about to show her titties. And then it's like the two lights on the headlights.
Right.
Maybe that's what deers are doing. They're like, man, what's going on in this street? Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit. Oh, damn. But I think it's always so funny because like every like girl that I've ever interacted with for the most part are so indecisive. And literally that's what I always think of. I'm like, where you want to go eat? She's like, anywhere you want to eat. And I go, oh, sick. Let's go to Red Lobster. He goes, well, anyway. Then you make it a sit. Then you choose.
Yeah.
Fucking you choose. Don't say anything. Don't say I'll have anything. And then I say Dave and Buster's. And you go, I fucking hate that. Don't say anything, man. That's not anything.
There's gotta be like an app where you just like plug in like how long y'all been dating, price range you're trying to like spend on, and then just like food around you, and there's picks for you.
Oh my God. You know who should do that is Uber. Because Uber already has so much like integration with like Uber Eats. So they have all the restaurant data. They have the logistics data off driving.
Damn.
They also know what kind of food you like on all the ordering stuff.
So that's what I'm saying.
And take you to one.
They have hella data. They should have Uber date.
Who?
Uber driver just throw.
Never mind, it's stiff socks date. We need to do that.
What?
I think you just have to scream copyright, copyright, copyright.
Oh, is that what happens?
Yeah.
No, they're definitely already took that. But Uber date, that's a good fucking idea.
Uber date? That's Uber pool.
Yeah, but you don't know that person. You ever sat next to someone on Uber pool? You're like, are we... Can we date?
I've never had that. One time in New York, I actually had a great conversation with a girl.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never had...
I was like, she got out and left, and I was like, me more.
You know what's so funny is that people look on... what's that Craigslist shit? Misconnections?
Misconnections, yeah.
Listen, I've never even heard of that.
Listen, how much of a fucking loser are you?
What is it? Misconnections?
It's like misconnections where like if you're on the fucking A train in New York and you see like a beautiful woman and then you go on misconnections because that beautiful woman might have gone on misconnections and wrote like you were the guy in the fedora reading Girl with the Dragon Tattoo at 12 o'clock. I saw you. We made eye contact. But then they do it because that's the only way they can find that person again.
So it's kind of romantic.
It is romantic, but also, I don't...
Say hi during the...
I just... You know what?
Has it ever worked? Has a girl ever rode on there?
Sure, I think.
I feel like it's just a hella dudes being like, the girl with the sweaty unibrow. Double D's. Give me that. Like, sir, that was just a graffiti painting on the, as an advertisement on the subway train. Oh, fuck.
Would you? Okay, what if a girl was perfect? Perfect, like dime, 10, motherfucking 10.7. Bad. Personality, amazing. Fucking body.
Yeah, my girlfriend,
yeah, your girlfriend.
Yeah, but you can watch on Patreon this Friday.
Guys. We hit 3K. This is fucking Patreon. Goddamn motherfucker.
We're interviewing the lady. We hit 3,000 Patreons on Patreon.
Yeah, we hit 3,000, so we're interviewing Trevor's girlfriend. So if you're not a Patreon member, go on there. It's exclusive. It's going to be fucking dope. I'm going to ask him wild questions. We're going to find out exactly how big Trevor's dick is. I'm just going to say, I'm going to tell her, I'm going to bring her charcoal and some paper, and she's going to draw Trevor's dick. I'm just saying. Huh?
With charcoal?
Charcoal. All
right.
What?
I don't know, Crayola.
Maybe.
Get her a 64 pack. You might run out of colors. God damn. Anyways, what are you talking about?
I was saying, what the fuck was I talking
beautiful
about?
Beautiful woman.
Yes. Yeah,
so dime piece, 10.7, bad personality, bad bank. She had a unibrow. Where you at? Unibrow.
Yeah.
Like Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
No.
Nope. What are you saying? It's against to be like suggest, be like, hey, I know this is you and your body. I don't know what you want to do.
Nope. It has to stay there the whole
time.
I'm
going with bangs.
Looking like a mother. Like those are some long ass bangs.
All right. Who's the girl?
They'll be so long she'd be running into walls and shit. Bitch, come here.
So? Dogs got that shit over their eyes. People go to pet stores and be like, I like that one.
I'm talking about a thick one. One brow, bro. Not a motherfucking, oh, there's a little bit of hair. I'm talking about one brow.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
No.
Oh. You know, fucked it up for me. Now I think about it. Is a girl on dodgeball?
Can't. Yes. There you go.
What is her name?
Disgusting. Disgusting Derek.
God, you ever just get a text and you're like, what the fuck is this?
Yes. Anytime I get a text that's more than three lines, you better read that shit to me because I'm not reading it. I'm not reading it.
Fran?
What?
Fran?
Was it Fran?
I think so.
Fran? That sounds like a unibrow name. I'm talking about do you know who Anthony Davis is?
Yes. Okay. I was in an elevator with him one time.
There we go. So thicker than that.
Oh, thick.
I mean, no, I couldn't do it. It sucks. It sucks that's, I mean, no. I mean, it's the same thing as like a girl's 10, girl great, no nose. Absolutely not.
No nose.
Zero nose.
Well, no, that's different.
How?
Because, what do you mean no nose? Just no nose?
I mean zero nose, dude.
Look, if you bring a girl around with the unibrow, like nobody will out, like people will be like, might look at it, but be like, oh, well, all right. You know, but no nose, everybody's looking. Unibrow, you're like, all right, we get it.
Everybody's looking at the unibrow. Cause I know,
but it's not like nobody's gonna be like, the fuck's wrong with you? But if you see it, like somebody without, like you right. might whisper to your friend and be like, oh, she got the unibrow. But if you see somebody with no nose, even the guy at the halal truck on the side is gonna be like, the fuck's wrong with your nose?
Oh my god, how do you lose a nose? Like a shark bit that bitch off? What if you lost it? You know, your uncle goes, got your nose. What if he did it too hard?
What if that was real? That's so fucking good.
Oh fuck, Uncle Ronald! Like,
I don't know anything about life. I know how to crawl and color in three lines, and then you just took my nose?
You just took... Can you... First of all, give it back, you motherfucker. I can't breathe.
I took your nose. All right.
I took your nose.
What if you just grew up and you never saw a mirror again in your life, and you plotted vengeance against that guy?
Yep.
And you wake him up when you're like 33, and you're like, I'm back, bitch.
That sounds like a Seth Rogen movie.
Give me the nose. What time is it? Where are we? And
what's
the
time for some sock talk?
Are you riding?
Are you riding in? Ooh, look at that.
Ooh, that's good.
Thank you.
All right, we've got a submission here from
Sheridan
Evan Murphy. And good Evan name. Murphy says,
great name.
He wants to know, is it normal to accidentally nut on your own face when you're dirty FaceTiming a chick?
Is it normal?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say normal. Has it happened by the thousands? Yeah. Have I done it? No, but
why
I
FaceTime a chick?
I actually came on my phone like on purpose when I was FaceTime a chick. Like
VR
I was,
goggles on?
No, but like she was like, dude, I was literally just, I used it and I like nutted like it was.
You holding your hands like a shotgun.
No, because I was holding my phone. Like I told her like put a tit and I was like coming like on her tits. Like
that's a whole fetish called tributes. where you come, you like take a picture of a beautiful woman and you come on the picture.
Come on the picture, but yeah, not on your phone.
I guess it could be your phone too, but it's like to honor the woman. It's like a tribute to them.
No, that's you just being a disgusting pig. A tribute. A fucking tribute.
Tribute is I don't know about the word for that.
A tribute is like when you make like a Michael Jordan statue in front of the Chicago Bulls stadium. That's a tribute.
Tribute band.
Not taking a
Which
fucking.
Which is also hilarious. You're just making money off somebody else's song.
We have to figure out what the royalties on that is, because like I see so many tribute bands. It's like you have to be paying a percentage to like the Elvis Presley Foundation or whatever the fuck. If you're just going around the country doing live shows, I mean, you have to be able to, or have to be, should.
But was that guy saying, is that weird?
Yeah, he wants to know if it's normal or not.
I think the word normal is, I think it's definitely happened. Like if it's happened to, what's his name? Sorry?
I lost it.
It's all good. Sorry, dude. But yeah, dude, if you've done it before, like I don't think that's like, I think it's fine, but I don't think it's normal. But it seems like, well, it depends on where the angle, but it seems like you have a fire hose for a dick. That's pretty, like, right on your face. And I wonder if the girl saw it, because that's real funny.
Because if she laughs and you play it off, be like, I was practicing what I wanted to do with you, my love. And then she's like, what?
Yeah, and then because you did it after you come, so then you're like that post not clarity and you're all embarrassed.
You're like, I got to go. You got to set the phone down. I'm just like crying to the bathroom.
Dude, fuck. Have you ever like done shit during, like you like said some shit during sex and you finish and you're like, all right, you want to get some waffles? You're like, God, you just said some wild shit to me and then we're going to get some waffles? You don't really talk dirty though.
No.
What do you say? Do you do like Sudoku?
I'd be solving math in my head. 9 times 47 is.
I heard that's how some dudes do it so they don't come. They do like math.
I just think of gross stuff.
Like the back of your grandma's hands?
I used to think about tomatoes. I think we talked about that. I hate tomatoes so much. I hate them. So anything about tomatoes, I'm just like, why is it so warm and gushy down there?
Tomatoes are so fucking good, dog.
Tomatoes?
How much money would it take you to bite a tomato like an apple?
$100.
It would... $100.
I hate tomatoes.
What happened? Did a tomato fuck you when you were a kid? What happened?
No, I fucked it.
Dude, speaking of a ketchup bottle, you can put that right in there. Guys, someone be on board with that. fuck. Next question, please, Gabriel.
Yeah, let's do a secret sock.
All right.
All right. There's an anonymous listener who says, is it bad that ever since the coronavirus break, I guess the lockdown, ever since that started, I have been coming like 6 or 7 times a day.
Wow. Did the person say, is it bad?
Is it bad?
I love how they said coming, not jerking off. So he could be fucking.
Oh, that's true. I'm assuming that he's jerking off.
Yeah.
What's the most that you ever fucked in a day? Like
maybe 3.
That's what I was gonna say. Like I think the most, like, because I'm thinking about a whole day, right? If you like wake up and you have like maybe a session in the morning, then you have some breakfast, whatever, then have another session, and then maybe 2 at night. I think maybe at the most it was been 4, and that's been like a crazy, like,
even then your dick's like, what?
Yeah.
Are you gonna throw me away after this?
You have like,
is this a lease? You gotta get your extra miles on,
dude. There's so many times, not so many fucking times, but there's been times where, like, when a session at night will go like a, like whatever, like a little longer than usual, and then you wake up and like the girl leaves, whatever, and you take a shower and you're like a little, like you hurt a little bit down there, but you take it, you're like taking a loofah and you like you feel some pain. You go, whoop, I got herpes. Fuck, that happens like when I'm like, oh no.
Oh.
You know, it's a little, like, too
paranoia
much.
Paranoia of an STD is so funny because it's, like, instantaneous. You're like, ah!
Oh, God. Anything can happen. You stub your toe. STD. Fuck.
Somebody knocks on your door. That's the STD doctor. He's here. Your test results that you didn't take are here.
It's clearly a UPS guy.
Did you order a 23andMe? Chlamydia. You're like, what is that about my background?
23andMe.
You are 83% European and 17% chlamydia. What? Is that lethal?
You just take a pill, right?
Hold up.
We them boys.
Yes, chlamydia, you can take a pill, so I hear.
Dude, so 6-7 times, dude, that's crazy. I don't know if I've ever,
Maybe when I was like a kid, maybe I'd do that, but I don't think it, like, just even jerking off that much, it's like, it's just, it gets boring after a while. 6 or 7.
A day is crazy.
Oh, a day. Fuck. He's not, he didn't even say, like, I've done it once.
Dude, yeah, I mean,
been doing it that much.
That's like, that's around 40 nuts a week.
Damn, dude, if you keep going, you're going to die.
If you take a fucking black light in your room, that shit going to look like the moon landing up, and that's going to be so bright.
This shit going to look like a Jackson Pollock painting? God damn.
I don't know what it is. But I agree. It's going to look like you were playing laser tag up in that bitch. I fucking love laser tag.
Fuck. Why is that so gosh darn fun?
You like laser tag?
Huh?
Do you like laser tag?
Yeah, I just said, why is it so gosh darn fun? I love it. You don't like it?
I love it.
Just
somebody who hadn't seen SpongeBob as a child is just going to be like, I don't know if you play laser tag as a child.
That's a weird comparison.
Is it?
Yo, you haven't watched SpongeBob. You like apples? That's what... You think SpongeBob and laser tag is connected?
Yeah.
How?
Play laser tag and go home and watch SpongeBob. Honestly, I remember like 3 SpongeBob episodes. There's like 500 episodes, but it's probably like you said, as you watch it again as an adult, you're like, I don't get the gist. But there's like 4 that you remember and that's it. He does stand up in one of the episodes.
No.
He does.
Did he crush?
I think bombed? He bombs and then like goes back and then comes out and does well.
Dude, I remember like every single TV show that was like a long running TV show started like, remember when do you ever watch Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember an episode where he did stand up?
No.
Yeah. Fucking, he did like really well making fun of his family. And then he had to do like a real show with no family, ate his whole dick, and then just never did it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very realistic.
That's exactly what happens.
That happens a lot.
Yep.
That is the number one thing.
Dude, I do not think it's weird that you're coming a bunch, man. Congratulations. I think you got a lot of nut built up. And dude, listen, man, quarantine make you bored. So what are you going to do? Read? Okay.
Yeah, if there's no pandemic, this was at a desk job, bigger question, bigger flag here. But I think you're good.
Yeah, pandemic just makes you horny. So yes. Odd. Like what? Just, dude, what if that was the disease's thing? What if it's like, all right, we're going to make all these motherfuckers horny. You want the corona? You want to come?
If you corona ride in, let us know. Y'all making us horny on purpose. Horned up.
All right, let's go. That's how I end every episode.
Yes, guys, thank you for watching. I'll let Michael do the sign off because I always fuck it up, and I don't have to pee right now. It's crazy.
You don't have to pee. Good for you. We didn't talk about food that much either, so we're not that hungry. Guys, listen, man. Starving. As we said before, this motherfucking Friday will be. Is it this Friday? Recording Friday. So next Friday.
Send some questions in. That what you want Michael to ask me and the lady.
Yeah,
what you want to know?
DM me or DM Stiff Socks Instagram so I know what questions y'all want to ask. Yeah, you'll get that episode in not this Friday, but next Friday. So it'll be dope. But guys, as I say always, thank you so much for listening and watching. We love you guys so much. And go on iTunes, rate, subscribe, and review. It really helps us out. But seriously, guys, from the bottom of our hearts, we really appreciate you guys. And this thing is growing astronomically, and it's because of y'all. So thank you so much. Love you guys. Peace.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. Take the guesswork out of landscaping with our free, easy-to-use design program. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Get started on your dream landscape now. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your project started today. Save big money at
Menards. This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space.
Anna-based pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.